This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with a government. My guest today is Nick Wakeman, Editor-in-Chief of Washington Technology. Nick, welcome.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
I'm surprised nobody's had you on the station yet to talk about what I consider the big news, and that's the annual Top 100 list, which, as you know, I always find just tons of fun to look at, and you know who's who, where are they moving.
Yeah, it was a good it was a good year for the top 100, I think, as far as the stories, and there's a lot going on, so we've got plenty to talk about.
Tremendous amount going on. Let's talk about, first of all, how you put this bad boy together. First of all, it's put together by Eagle Eye, which is now owned by
Bloomberg, that's a story that I wish I had more inside scoop on what Bloomberg is doing in the
government
space, but they're pretty tight-lipped. But Eagle Eye crunches the data for us, getting data from the federal procurement
data system,
mm-hmm. And we've got about 700 codes that they analyze the data by, and then we just kind of rank one, largest to smallest, and taking into account, acquisitions and things like that, and so that's how we kind of create the top 100. And then from there, we, look for trends, do profile the top 20, and look to see who's new and things like that.
So. Yeah, the entire process of putting it together. Keep in mind that this is IT and IT related services, management services.
Right.
It is not everybody selling to the government, because you're not covering shoes or bullets and tanks. Not that those aren't important, but it's not what Washington Technology covers. So on the list itself, let's talk about the initially the top 20 and just see who's new, what's happening. I mean, before we went on the air, you mentioned Jacobs, and I went, who?
Jacobs has been, they've been on the around the 20th ranking for a couple of years now, and they're a large company, probably best known for doing construction and like heavy engineering work, but the last couple of years they've been buying more into the IT space. Last year they bought a company called Tibrin, which I didn't know very well. They were on the top 100 down in like the 90s area, but they did IT services.
That was TIE?
TYBRINE, Tibrin.
Tibrin, okay.
Yeah. And then this morning they announced that they're buying the government business from Tech Team. And Tech Team their government business wasn't large. I think the value of the deal is about $58 million. But they were still, I think Tech Team had good management in place. David Kriegman, who had been at SRA for a long time, was the president of the Tech Team unit. So we're talking with him on Monday, so hopefully we'll get some more.
Does that mean he's going to stay there?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
We don't know yet. So
Well, that's going to be interesting to watch all by itself, because oftentimes we see, like when Serco bought SI, I thought one of the assets was something they let go, and that was Brad.
Yeah.
But my decision,
Right. And I think, we're going to hear more from Brad.
And soon.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
But another big change in the top 20 was Deloitte leaping up into the top 20 because of their acquisition of Bearing Point.
Yeah, number 18 now.
Yeah, and they're I think the only new company in the top 20. So, but Deloitte, they bought the bulk of Bearing Point's government business, and the thing I find interesting there is that the Bearing Point business was much much larger than Deloitte. So, Robin Leinberger, who was with Bearing Point, is running Deloitte's government business. So
Yeah, I mean, they weren't even...
people, maybe more like Bearing Point bought Deloitte. I don't know.
Right. Well, yeah, but they weren't even in the top 50 last year. No. They were 51.
Yeah.
So, not that 51 is bad.
No.
You know, in our market, 51 is a very nice place to be.
Yeah.
18 is better.
Yes.
So, all right. So, anything else on the top 20?
Well, I think it's kind of just a coincidence. I don't think it's driven by a particular trend, but you have... you know, new leadership in place at General Dynamics. They now have a new CEO and chairman. BAE has a new president. SAIC has a new CEO. But I think that, you know, it wasn't anything that particularly that happened at these companies. I know with GD and SAIC, it was just part of their
normal transition.
Normal transition.
Yeah.
And BAE, they elevated. I think part of that is just that they're, because BAE is a UK company.
Right.
But I think their US business has gotten so big that Linda Hudson, who they named as the president of the BAE North America, is also now the chief operating officer of the parent UK company. So I think it shows how important their US business is to the overall company.
Well, I hope she doesn't have to fly over regularly. I've done that a number of times recently, and fortunately, I'm done with that, but that's neither here nor there. All right, let's migrate into maybe some of the others. I mentioned Serco a couple of minutes ago. Was it a year and a half ago now? They purchased SI. They're now number 29, so they're holding.
Yeah, that's one thing that's kind of interesting. There's certain companies like Serco and SRA and others. It's sort of their rank. Doesn't necessarily change from year to year, but their business is still growing. I think part of it is you're seeing a just that space at the top from, you know, 30, from 1 through 30, 1 through 35, that, you know, these are the companies that really are going to are staying.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see companies in there most likely being acquired and disappearing, which is about the only way for some of these companies really to move up. So that top 20 is a hard barrier to crack.
Yeah. When, you know, I have a new book coming out this fall.
Right.
And I'm arguing with the publisher over the title. I want it, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Government Business. They want Selling to the Government. Yawn. I hope you heard that. I'm New Jersey. anyway, but the reason I bring that up is I open the new book with a tale of two companies, one of which was PlanetGov, which has evolved into Aptus. Yeah. And, you know, in the dot-com era, I just love to make fun of PlanetGov because they were going to be the be-all, end-all. You know, they hired Mike Causey, who's here at Federal News Radio. They hired Dora Peck.
Right.
You know, they had 22 editors and reporters over there. They were going to be everything to the feds, all in one website. Didn't happen. but to their credit, you know, they came out of that and just... man.
Yeah, it's really, it's a very interesting story. And this year they made a move, you know, because, you know, when they were PlanetGov and then after PlanetGov, they, I guess they had another name maybe in between before they were Aptus. I can't remember exactly, but
no,
they were primarily, they went from PlanetGov to Aptus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
I actually read that in Washington Technology to verify for the book.
Because I think they were ITS before. That genealogy isn't that important. But, you know, they were, up until probably 3 or 4 years ago, they were primarily a reseller of products. And they've made some acquisitions. They started hiring some people to build the services business. And now this year, they've split off
the product
business into a company called Ironbow.
Oh, right. Okay, and, yeah.
Now, Ironbow did call me after the Top 100 came out because they want to know why they weren't
attached.
Where they were or whatever, but I had explained it because the way their structure is, they're still part of Aptus. They're not a separate company yet. But I imagine, you know, that's probably part of their plan down the road. But I think they really wanted to separate that product business because they want people to think of them as a services company. And, and they are backed by private equity, so, you know, who knows what that's going to mean down the road.
Down the road.
They need a, you know, if they're telling us their story to investors, they need a they need to kind of push that, separate that product business to have a cleaner, more higher margin business.
Yeah. I'm not done with Aptus, so we'll pick it up after the break. My guest is Nick Wakeman. When we come back, we are continuing our discussion on the Top 100, revisiting again the really cool story of Aptus. You're listening to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Isn't it funny how just when you think you've had the best time of your life, life makes you think differently? Remember your first kiss? How would you top that? And that summer before college. But then college came and poof, you almost forgot those times you would never forget. There was the romance that swept you off your feet and the wedding that took everyone's breath away. And the only thing more amazing than how beautiful your babies were was what wonderful people they turned out to be. Well, guess what? If you think life just couldn't get better, we've got news for you. It can. And that's the best reason for getting a mammogram. At Kaiser Permanente, more women do. And that's how we know regular screens are one sure way to make certain you live long and thrive. You want to know what happens next? Go for your next mammogram and stick around. Things are going to get a lot more interesting. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
To learn more, go to kp.org/mymammogram. Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Are you a health IT decision maker from government or industry? Then the HIMSS Government Health IT Conference and Exhibition is your can't-miss event. History is being made as dramatic changes and resources are making health information accessible to all, and this is your chance to be a part of it. The theme, Innovation 2010, on the threshold of meaningful use, gives you a front-row seat to the future of nationwide health information exchange. Meet government and industry decision makers shaping the future. Learn new strategies for connecting the health community. Get practical solutions for your toughest challenges. Be informed. Be inspired. Be there at the HIMSS Government Health IT Conference and Exhibition, June 15th and 16th at the Ronald Reagan Building. Go to govhealthitconference.com for more info. Again, that's govhealthitconference.com, where innovation meets meaningful use.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
The Department of Health and Human Services is expected to soon provide an updated set of guidelines to the healthcare community and to federal agencies regarding the effort to put in place a uniform system of electronic medical health records nationwide. The Department of Veterans Affairs, which oversees one of the largest healthcare systems in the world, has been working to take the department's VISTA health records management system into a new realm of upgraded open-source software and hardware systems while meeting the mandate to become part of a nationwide electronic health records network. Similarly, Navy officials say they've been helping the Defense Department sync up with Veterans Affairs and eventually with the electronic records in the civilian world with the promise of better patient care through shared medical data. I'm Scott Carr.
General Dynamics Information Technology, delivering the strength of technology to achieve mission success. General Dynamics IT. Visit GDIT.com to learn more.
Looking for usable news and information that helps you do your job? Tune into In Depth with Francis Rose every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Francis explores the relationship between agencies and Congress by taking you to the hearing rooms on Capitol Hill and asking questions of federal decision makers and experts. You'll get a firsthand look at how Congress affects your agency's personnel, funding, and oversight. In Depth also looks at the relationship between agencies and contractors, companies that do billions of dollars of business with the federal government, talk about the work they're doing for agencies, the work they're bidding on, and the work they didn't get. And In Depth will help you be a better manager. Francis talks to authors, scholars, and managerial experts about managing projects, managing your workforce, and managing yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, every weekday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm with Nick Wakeman, Editor-in-Chief of Washington Technology. We're talking about WashTech's annual Top 100 list, and we were telling, you know, at least our version of the Aptus story. So you got the Iron Bow side, but I guess the only thing I wanted to add there was, you know, last year they had just broken into the top 50 as number 50.
Right.
And now they're up to 35. Now, for a company I was making fun of, you know, 9 short years ago, hell, That's great stuff.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's that was a really great leap. And like I said, they've been making some acquisitions. And I think the fact that they've their strategy is very focused now, and they kind of know what they are, and they've I know they have some partnerships with some cloud services providers, mm-hmm. so they're kind of moving into that space. So I think they've picked some good niches to grow.
Well, yeah, they obviously know ways to keep their finger on the pulse and know which beats are getting stronger and which beats are fading away.
Right.
And the product side is not fading away, but the margins certainly are.
Right.
So, the simple fact: margins are not in product.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And if you're a product company and you want to get on a major contract, good luck.
Yeah. In working on this, I talked with Andy Lausch with CDW, and working on the top 100.
And they've done quite well.
And but they're sort of making that transition too. I don't think they ever have. I don't think they envision themselves ever being a services company. They can't.
Well, I mean, they can't abandon the product.
Right. But they also...
They are the channel.
Yeah, they are. But they also know that they, that services are are important, and they're bundling things and more solutions. But he talked about how, the pressure that's on a company when products and things become more of a commodity... There's a lot of pressure on you to move into those higher margin areas if you want to keep growing and keep, and it's not only return to your investors but also so that your people are excited and are at a place that they feel is moving forward.
Right, and you mentioned Aptus having private equity behind them. CDW is no longer public; they're
That's
owned
right.
by private equity.
Right.
So I'm sure that the push into the services arena has something to do with the ownership as well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they would have migrated that way regardless because of the margin side. And for a lot of the products they sell, a small percentage of products they sell, because they sell pretty much everything.
Yeah.
there's a service component.
Right.
So, there's a ton of really cool companies, but, Trax, number 74 this year, wasn't on the list last year. Lewis Burger Group, the heck out of me. No offense to Mr. Burger or whoever, but
he's no longer with us. So
yeah, I don't know him. Sierra Nevada, new. Southwest Research, new. Engineering Energy Enterprise, new. ICS Net, new. Camber Group, new. Creative Associates, new. Concurrent Technologies. I know those people, but they're new to the top 100. And a story that I've been following for years, Carisoft, 99. There's a company that's only 6 years old, and they're in the top 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And they're kind of a reseller, but I think their approach from the start has been that we're not just,
they don't sell everything.
Products, but they have their niches that they're focused on and things. But I'm glad you mentioned Lewis Burger and is it Trax?
Trax.
We have this year we have five companies that are in the international development market. A lot of USAID work, now more DOD work that's going on, that's spending money to help these
develop the infrastructures.
Third world and below type countries.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the strategy is sort of that soft power, I think they call it, or smart power, where you go in and you do this before the country really dissolves
tanks.
In chaos
and Al Qaeda moves in
for terrorism and things like that. So that's a bigger business, and so that was kind of interesting to see them come on.
It's Charlie's War Afghanistan.
Yes.
What was his name? Yeah. If we had followed his last piece of advice,
that's right.
Would we have been here today?
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know the last piece of advice, don't walk away from the country. Support the infrastructure. Keep these kids fed in school. But no, we're done. The Russians are gone. So are we. oh, man. You've got a number of the international plays here. But, who's Southwest Research Institute? These things intrigue me. you know, they're brand new on my radar. So
yeah, they are. Gosh,
we don't have to focus there if neither of us really know. But I mean, you know, it's neat to see that after I guess number 63 or so, which is Coffee International, which is right. another of the aid related right. USAID related groups. After 63, we've got about 10 or 12 new companies
yeah.
here.
Yeah, and that's usually what happens. We get about 10 to 15 new ones each year.
Through acquisition?
So it's through acquisition, because we had, who disappeared in the past year? Tiberin, Bearing Point. Gosh, I was just making this list yesterday. EDS.
Yeah, Perot.
Affiliated computer
and services. Oddly enough, both of them started by Ross.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He starts companies that get bought because they're attractive.
But, you mentioned Enterprise Solutions. That is, their roots go back to RSIS.
Okay.
That Wiley acquired, but there was part of the business Wiley couldn't acquire, so they set it up as an LLC, and it's done well. So
number 85.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not shabby at all.
Yeah, I think they had a large Department of Energy contract that Wiley couldn't pick up, and so so they set it up as a an independent company going forward, and I guess they're winning other business and.
Okay, well let's talk about some of the adjunct stories, if you will. I mean, Lockheed is still where are they? 1, 2, or 3?
Lockheed number one, 16 years in a row.
16.
I had to fight the urge to be cliched and do like a Sweet 16 headline, but
they probably did internally. Yeah.
But the thing that Lockheed is very, for a company that size, they're still always adjusting and changing. And after the top 100 came out, they announced they're selling off a couple units. One, they didn't see the market growing, I guess, enough to justify. They felt like, those units would be better off kind of independent. One was a business they bought a few years ago. That does the international development work, mm-hmm. and then the other part was their independent a business. I guess does, if I understood it correctly, does kind of like the IV&V acquisition support type work, which they had to sell that because of the part of the reason was the conflict of interest issues. That if that was business was doing winning a contract, well then the larger Lockheed couldn't then bid on the contract that would follow on from it. So.
Right.
So they have got those both on the block, and it just shows that even the biggest player in the market has to continually, adapt and evolve, and nobody's standing still, even if their rank stays the same from year to year.
Okay, I saw that story, and I was a little perplexed, and maybe we'll get into it in a little bit more depth after the break. My guest is Nick Wakeman, Editor-in-Chief of Washington Technology. And when we come back, delving deeper into the top 100 contractors. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The Pentagon and Beyond, brought to you by Arinc.
In spite of serious reservations on Capitol Hill about him, General James Clapper is President Barack Obama's choice to be the next Director of National Intelligence. If confirmed, he'll replace Admiral Dennis Blair, who resigned under pressure. Clapper, the current Undersecretary of Defense for Defense Intelligence, is a retired Air Force general who actually started his career in the Marine Corps. He served in some form of an intelligence officer for 30 years. I'm J.J. Green.
When you fly over the North Pole, do you ever think about how remote you are? Arinc does, and that's why they have it covered. They're the only company in the world that provides high-frequency data links so that pilots can always communicate with someone on the ground. Arinc ensures you're never alone at 35,000 feet. For more information and career opportunities, log on to arinc.com.
Arming your home security system gives you peace of mind. But are you paying $30, $40, $50 or more in home monitoring fees? Switch to Ackerman Security Systems and pay just $18.95 a month. And there's no cost to switch. Why Ackerman? Ackerman has over 40 years of industry-leading experience. Ackerman monitors your home from its UL and CSAA 5 Diamond Certified Monitoring Center. Ackerman was recently recognized as the National Dealer of the Year from over 30,000 companies. Get the most qualified professionals monitoring your home for just $18.95 per month. And Ackerman offers the latest technology, including wireless monitoring. Over 180,000 people enjoy peace of mind with Ackerman. Federal employees call today and get 4 months of basic monitoring free when you switch or start service. Call 888-999-1070, 888-999-1070, or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
There's no better way to study the world's best golf swings than to watch them side by side on the range. Move down the line from Arnold Palmer to Fred Couples to Phil Mickelson, and you notice not just the differences, but the similarities, like their wonderful balance, rhythm, and timing. And if you look closely as they leave, you'll notice something else they have in common. The same timepiece, a Rolex Day-Date. Available in 18-karat white or yellow gold or platinum, the Day-Date is put through 15 days and nights of the most grueling testing before it ever leaves Geneva. That ensures that, like these great golfers, it will perform as well in the real world as it does in practice. To see a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, the fashion center at Pentagon City, Arlington.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWT FM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy athletics. The Dorbeck Insider, hosted by award-winning journalist and free thinker Chris Dorbeck. Engage your mind every afternoon from 3 to 7 as Chris engages the best minds in federal procurement, management, IT, and human resources. The Dorbeck Insider takes on subjects critical for an efficient government. Chris's guests answer the questions you want answered. Tune in to hear how the news shapes your daily interactions in the federal space. The Dorbeck Insider, weekday afternoons from 3 to 7, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guest is Nick Wakeman, Editor-in-Chief of Washington Technology. We are discussing the Top 100, which, certainly one of my favorite issues of the year. This Fast 50 and the Top 25, small businesses. I love lists, so.
Yeah. That's right.
But, and speaking of that, we have, another list, the three top stories on everybody's, mind, from Nick Wakeman's perspective. And frankly, I think you're dead on with these.
Yeah.
So let's start off with cyber.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like everybody on the list, the companies we talk to are talking about cyber. They see that as a growth market, as critical to their customers. So everybody is trying to do either buy into it or reposition internal resources so they have a cyber practice. Part of me, my cynical side, it reminds me a little bit of after September 11th that everybody was a Homeland Security company. So I think we're a little bit in the hype stage still. But
you and I discussed this back then. All of a sudden, there were also like a dozen publications, Martha Stewart's Homeland Defense Journal.
That's right. But I think cyber is kind of in that. But I think with cyber, it's not just a bubble. It might be a little bit of a hype bubble right now, but it's real because we are under attack every day.
Well, but I've been following computer security issues since I've been in the market because Lynn McNulty's been a friend of mine for years and years. I was on the board of the National Computer Security Association in like 1991 when Bob Bales was still running it. Not that I'm a techie. I'm always the marketing guy on these things, but it's there. It's real. It's been there forever.
And it's getting, I remember. 10 years ago, I think it was that iAssure contract, and there was a lot of, information security and cybersecurity talk, but it's different now because the systems are more complex, they're more connected. You walk around with as much computing power in your pocket that we used to have sitting on our desk now with, you know.
I remember my first hard drive. My techie said 20 megs. You'll never fill this baby up.
That's right. That's and now we throw that away. I mean, that's just disposable storage.
High Omega killed that one.
Yeah. But after cyber, the other big issue I think that people worry about is the budget and the debt, and it's sort of like this black cloud that's hanging over because, you know, something's got to be done. And they know that there's going to be cuts, and so it's a threat to the business, but it's also that opportunity side, and that, you know, leading with, you know, IT as a way of lowering costs and more efficiency. So it's an opportunity there, but
that's a message we've heard for a long time,
yeah.
And it's led to more spending,
yeah. So it'll be, you know, I think that's got people, you know, worried, and rightfully so. I mean, the debt is huge, and I guess this morning Secretary of Defense was talking about, you know, looking through other places.
We're recording Friday. This will air Monday.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Just pointed out to the listeners.
Yeah. Looking at other places in DOD to cut and to make cuts to support the warfighter. So they're cutting spending to, I guess, buy more bombs and bullets, and that's going to have an impact.
Well, we have got to support the troops.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Know, they're out there. That's got to be job one. And yeah. But you're right. You know, the budget thing, number one, it impacts just about everybody in the country.
Right.
So
and you know, one executive I was talking to gave the example that, you know, one thing that, you know, right now interest rates are low, but if, you know, if the economy, you know, continues to stumble, and if interest rates even just go up 0.5% or one point, the debt service that the government has is just going to get even bigger.
And, you know, skyrocket.
I mean, I don't think we'll end up like Greece, but we could, you know, a little mini situation there. So,
well, this is by no stretch of the imagination the worst economy for at least 80 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
Item number three was
procurement. People are really concerned about that. They're seeing, you know, contracting slow down because the government just doesn't have enough people to manage these contracts. And now while they're trying to hire more and bring them in, that's going to be a multi-year process to get those people trained and get the experience to really handle it. So I think that's something we're going to have to live with for a while. So we're going to see, you know, that's a slowdown,
right?
For some.
I monitor the courses that are being offered to the government,
right,
for a variety of clients, and the acquisition training has migrated to number one, with just, you know, dozens of providers, and you know, FAI can't handle, and DAU can't handle all of it.
Yeah.
So they definitely farm out parts of it. So it's frightening. And yeah. But now you've got legislation. I don't think you guys have covered this yet. So I don't mean to spring a topic on you, but there's a bill before the House to reduce federal employment. And hello, we need more people right now, not less people. And that's kind of you know, counterintuitive. Stupid, whatever you want to call it.
The political aspect of all this is that's probably the part I'm least qualified to comment on. But
you and me both.
Yeah, it's
so I won't ask you to.
Yeah, that's going to be, you know, that's always the wild card there. What's going to happen on the Hill? And
yeah,
you know, it's hard to imagine something like that passing. But you know, that could be a weapon that congressman uses to stop something else.
Well, yeah, and you know, the I don't know. We won't go there. We were talking between takes on also insourcing, and you had a thought there as
Yeah, I really think that has sort of peaked. I don't think. I mean, while we'll still see some of it, I don't think it's going to be the dire straits that industry may have thought 6 months or a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have had people tell me that they see competition to hire people increase with the government, that the government's much more aggressive in trying to recruit people. But like this person told me, says, well, you know, we try to recruit their people, so we can't really be mad at them for trying to recruit ours.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not seeing as much actual contracts going away as they thought they were going to. So I think that, because I think the government just goes back to the people part of it. They probably don't. They don't have the people in house to really take in that much more work.
They don't, and until they do, they can't. So you know, the inherently governmental, which is a phrase that perpetually perplexed me, and has an Orwellian overtone to it anyway.
And they have the critically related functions, I think, is the other one now.
Which
isn't inherently governmental, but it's right next to it. And so what are we supposed to do with that?
Which was invented by the Office of Inventing Really Intriguing Phrases to Confuse the Public. Yes. I'm not quite sure which department they're attached to. Maybe all of the above. Yeah. So, my guest today is Nick Wakeman, Editor-in-Chief of Washington Technology. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. When we come back, we're going to wrap up on the top 100 and talk about maybe the upcoming list issues coming out this fall. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
How do you keep your infrastructure safe without limiting your people and productivity? CA Technologies let you control every use of every IT asset by everyone who accesses your systems. Can you say yes to new capabilities? Can you enforce defense in detail, not just defense in depth? Can you empower your people while protecting your systems? With CA Technologies, you can. To learn how, visit ca.com/security.
Without an effective estate plan, your hard-earned wealth will end up in the hands of the government, and a will is no protection. At Zell Law, our estate planning lawyers take the time to listen and understand you and your goals and figure out what you want to achieve. Then we work with you to create a customized estate plan that helps you and your family realize your dreams of wealth and freedom. Find out how we do this by joining me, Wayne Zell, Saturdays at 10 a.m. for Blueprint for Wealth on 1500 a.m. Federal News Radio.
Video teleconferencing solutions are changing the way people communicate by breaking down the walls and enabling face-to-face communication, regardless of distance or environment. Tanberg developed Break Down the Walls to provide a window into the ways government, education, and healthcare organizations are using VTC solutions to help them operate more effectively and efficiently, and the ways video solutions can be used to address challenges facing public sector organizations today. Learn more at breakdownthewalls.com. The Federal Drive is every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. Hear interviews, news, perspective, and analysis from Tom Temin and Amy Morris. The Federal Drive team will help give you the important information you need about the federal government and how it impacts your organization or agency. Tune in 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or go to federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Drive is sponsored by CDWG. The right technology, right away.
Join Federal News Radio and support the Boys and Girls Clubs at Safeway's Barbecue Battle, June 26th and 27th on Pennsylvania Avenue. This great family event features barbecue and so much more. With 30 bands on three stages, free food samples, exhibits, cooking demonstrations, rides, and games. Easy to get to by Metro. Call 202-828-3099 or visit bbqdc.com. See you at the BBQ.
Get the Federal News Radio iPhone app, where you can listen to Federal News Radio, read Mike Causey's daily columns, and listen to interviews from all of your favorite shows on demand, like The Federal Drive, The Daily Debrief, In Depth, and Your Turn. Stay on top of the latest news affecting the federal government and contracting community all from the palm of your hand. And the best part? It's free and easy. Go to the App Store and search for Federal News Radio.
Federal news and information just got more fun and interesting. Amy Morris joins Tom Temin on The Federal Drive, weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Tom and Amy tailor their show for Feds on the Go with usable information from trustworthy and seasoned journalists. You're going to learn, but they also might make you laugh. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Welcome back to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guest is Nick Wakeman, Editor-in-Chief of Washington Technology. We're talking right now, we're wrapping up on the top 100. couple of things. Unisys first. The protest seems to
the protest won't end. They have this. They're the incumbent contractor on managing TSA's infrastructure. Won that in 2002. Very lucrative contract for them. I think from 2002 to now is probably about $2 billion in revenue that it brought in for them.
We could live on that next.
Yeah, yeah, I could for sure. But then in bidding on the follow-on contract, there's been a series of protests. In September, they awarded the contract to CSC. Unisys protested, and GAO upheld the protest. They agreed with Unisys and General Dynamics, the other bidder. So it made TSA reevaluate bids, and then I guess it was 2 weeks ago they awarded it again to CSC, and Unisys again has protested. And you know, when we wrote those news stories, we did get a lot of grumbling from people like, oh, you know, they're just trying to drag this out, they're trying to suck as much money out of TSA and things like that. And in my blog, I decided to kind of take a little bit of a contrarian views. While part of me does sort of believe what these people are complaining, like, you know, they should just take their ball and go home and not be a sore loser, I started thinking, like, what if TSA isn't, you know, because GAO came down on TSA for some of their decision making. So I did a blog saying, you know, maybe they're doing the right thing, even though they may ultimately lose. You know, they're fighting for the right thing. They see the TSA has done something wrong. And then the comments I've gotten back from that have been surprisingly supportive of that position. There have been people complaining about, you know, that TSA's procurement shop is kind of a mess and that they haven't, you know, managed things well. And that, you know, one person was talking about how in the beginning Unisys and TSA, you know, Unisys did mess up a little bit, but they kind of fixed things. But the relationship between Unisys and TSA is very adversarial, and so TSA just wants them to go away, but Unisys actually has been performing well. And so it's been a really interesting, you know, story to follow, and it's not done yet too. So
but you know, that brings up something that you and I were discussing for something else, but you know, commenting on your blogs, yeah, there is if you're looking to share your thoughts and try to create some ideas for future stories, commenting on Nick's blog or any of the stories at WatchTech is a great way to do it.
Yeah. And actually, it's funny because with this one in particular, twice I've gotten tips on, you know, on what's happening with this contract from. I'm going to assume it's the same person because they're always very short. He or she doesn't leave their name. It's
right.
Just like, check GAO's website. They've protested again, you know, or can you? And sure enough, you know, I've been able to confirm it. So it's helped. The comments have helped me stay current on the story because, you know, it's like you have, everyone out there, I guess, is like my research assistant sending me story ideas. So.
Yeah, and staying current on the stories is something that you're going to be adding to the website, too,
yeah,
that's very cool.
I'm really excited. I'm hoping within the next week or two that we go live with it, but we seem to have cracked the code on building out these info boxes on the companies that will include, you know, the latest news on those particular companies.
So yeah, the top 100.
On the top 100,
yeah.
Yes.
So not every company out there.
Right. Not yet.
Yeah. Yet.
But you'll be able to use the top 100 list to keep up with all these companies throughout the year, not just, you know, with the big splash in the spring.
Right. And when I reference a top 100 for most people, and I'll have a column back in WatchTech.com in a week or so, maybe next week.
Yeah.
Maybe the week this airs. But, you know, I say, you know, if you want to get in front of these companies, you got to understand where they come from.
Right.
Reading the news stories is a great part of your research.
Yeah.
So having that capability to tie, you know, you don't have to do the keyword search and all the pubs. You go to, you know, WatchTech, you click on SAIC, and boom, all the stories pop.
Right, right. That's our goal, and I think it's going to work. And you know, the top 100 throughout the year gets a lot of traffic, and so, you know, we live and die by the traffic on our website, so I'm really excited that with this, just this one added feature, that we'll be able to, increase traffic because we'll make it more valuable to the readers, and we're also looking at you know, pulling in LinkedIn tools so that you'll be able to, if you're on the Lockheed page, you can see who your Lockheed contacts are. That one might be a little more. There's some more technical glitches,
but you know, what? They have a deal with, I think, with Business Week right now. I know that they're very interested in the government market. Yes. So I know a couple of folks there that I can share that idea with and see if I can push it along a little bit. Yeah. I think that'd be very cool because you know I'm on LinkedIn way too much.
But yeah, we're trying to actually, if you go to the top 100 list, we have a link there to a survey that we're asking people to send us ideas on how what features we can add and what we can do to make the list more valuable, more useful. Doesn't mean we're going to be able to do all of them, but we want to get ideas because we do know it is our franchise, and we need to always be trying to make it more useful, more valuable to the
Rangers. And speaking of the franchise, you're now putting out the request for are you qualified for the top 50,
Fast 50. In just a few days, or actually when this airs, it should be live, I hope, because I'm getting lots of emails from people wanting to know when
can I apply.
So
I'm growing really quick.
So let's say with the call for nominations out, the deadline for the nominations will be August 6th. And then the issue comes out in October, and it's the 50 fastest growing small business government contractors, and we measure it over a 5-year period from this year will be 2004 through 2009, and we do
Carousel bonk.
their compound annual growth rate over those 5 years. You need to have 100,000 in the first year. You can't have zero the first year because it throws the calculation off.
Yeah.
That's a fun fun list because you discover these companies that you may not have heard of that are doing just really amazing things. And I mean, small business, I love writing about small businesses because they are very entrepreneurial. You have great characters. You've got really interesting technologies and services, and I'm really looking forward to getting to work on the Fast 50. And then the top 25 8A is part of that.
There's another one there, and I don't know when they started, but I'm trying to look it up right now, and that's Concurrent Technology. They aren't that old, are they?
Yeah, I'm not sure when.
Neither am I, and we don't have it here. Johnstown, Pennsylvania, 1,400 employees, top 100 revenue, $175 million, not too shabby.
No.
And they were in the top 90 or so. Fast 50 is another one that's just absolutely fun to watch. And, I always hope that some of the companies that I advise are there.
Yeah.
Which is cool. There'll be a qualification form up at
up on the website and
WashingtonTechnology.com.
WashingtonTechnology.com. And to qualify, like I said, it's 100,000 government revenue in
2005.
And then we rank by the compound annual growth rates, and you need to submit a certification letter from an independent accountant, from your accountant, saying that these numbers
are real. Yeah,
you have to pass the smell test, and we'll process them, and we'll be doing profiles on the companies, and we usually get around 100 to 125 nominees each year.
That's all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's get out there and fill in these forms, boys and girls, because I know that there's a lot of other of you out there.
The number's gone up. I think it's more valuable or something than it was 5 or 6 years ago. I remember one year we were worried we weren't going to get 50. We're like, well, can we call it the Fast 40?
But call Amtower, tell them to apply. It'll do anything. Lord, final thoughts on this stuff?
On the top 100, really excited that it's out. I mean, it does sort of take over my life and for a few weeks,
About a month.
But I'm proud of what we've got in the stories and stuff. So I encourage you to keep going to the site, take that survey, send me an email at nwakeman at 1105govinfo.com. If you have any suggestions, look for the Fast 50 nomination form and get that in. And
recommend other companies do
it. Recommend it to your friends.
There you go. Nick, thank you very much, man. It's always a blast.
Thanks, Mark.
You've been listening to AmTower Off-Center on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. My guest has been Nick Wakeman, Editor-in-Chief of Washington Technology. This is not my day job. If you need some advice to grow your company from the marketing perspective, give me a call. You can find me at federaldirect.net. And remember, you have not been everywhere until you've been off-center with AmTower.
You've been listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. AmTower Off-Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
It's the only program of its kind in the world, a unique opportunity to help strengthen our country's defense and further your career. The National Defense Executive MBA at George Mason University's School of Management. The only executive MBA degree tailored to developing leaders and managers in the U.S. defense industry. A unique combination of high-caliber executive business education, industry-specific knowledge, and hands-on learning, designed to accelerate your career in the military, government, and corporate defense sectors. Offered by one of the country's leading business schools, according to a ranking by U.S. News & World Report. To learn more, visit som.gmu.edu/defense or call 703-993-4457. Do it today, because the last day to apply for the fall semester is June 20th. The National Defense Executive MBA at George Mason University's School of Management. Do it for yourself. Do it for your country.
Here's Chris Kemp, Chief Technology Officer, NASA, on the Federal Executive Forum on Secure Cloud Computing, sponsored by McAfee.
I foresee some sort of federal app store, whether it's apps.gov or the local policy skins that exist, various agencies that will allow their employees to provision apps through apps.gov, and making the most innovative applications and services available to the employees.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Trezza Media Group, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
The rapid rise in cybersecurity threats and compliance requirements make protecting citizens' confidential information increasingly challenging. McAfee is the standard throughout federal, military, intelligence, and civilian enterprises worldwide. McAfee's capabilities are essential to keeping federal agencies ahead of the latest cyber threats. To learn more about how McAfee can help your organization combat cybersecurity threats, please call 1-888-VIRUS-NO or go to McAfee.com/government.
What is the Secure Communities Program? How is U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement transforming how it identifies and removes criminal aliens from the U.S.? What about its efforts to improve information sharing with its law enforcement partners? The Business of Government Hour will explore these questions and more with David Venturella, Executive Director, Secure Communities Program within the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Join host Michael Keegan next week on the Business of Government Hour.
The Ability One program creates jobs for people who are blind or have significant disabilities without cost to taxpaying citizens. People like Ronald at Travis Air Force Base.
My job makes me feel proud. I'm serving my country and also helping others that I work with.
Nearly 70% of people with significant disabilities are without jobs. That number may not surprise you unless you know that these individuals are willing and able to work. Find out more at AbilityOne.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWT FM HD2 Manassas. This is Federal.